Thank you. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन श्याम भक्तवृंद की All glory is to the All glory is to the from many scriptures about the supreme position of chanting the holy name of Krishna. Savanam kirtanam dhyanam hare radhuta karmanam janma karma gunanam cha tadatthi akhila cheshtitam इत्यादि अश्विनेव पुराणे तत्र तत्र पठ्यते. सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग जन्म कर्म. जन्म कर्म गुणानां कृष्णास नेम, कृष्णास क्वालिटी, कृष्णास फॉर्म, कृष्णास पास्टाइम, कृष्णास एंटूरेज, एवरीथिंग Krishna is about everything, they are one, absolute truth. So any of these items you chant is as good as chanting the holy name of Krishna. There is no difference. As in the material world there is difference between the object and the name or other paraphernalia. In the spiritual world, they are all the same. That we require to understand. Because we have no spiritual understanding at the present moment, we sometimes are misguided, thinking, just like Krishna's pastime, with the gopis, some rascal people take it as ordinary dealings between young boys and girls, but it is all transcendental. It requires, service attitude to understand this. The whole thing, the basic principle of understanding Krishna consciousness is surrender. Nobody can understand except one who has fully surrendered himself. Sevanmukhi jivado. Sevanmukhi, one whose attitude is to serve, not to challenge. To him only Krishna is revealed, not to others. Atha Sri Krishna Namadhi na bhavet graiham indriya. These blunt senses, material senses, they cannot understand. Sri Krishna Namadi, beginning from Krishna's name, because devotional service begins from this chanting of Krishna's name. Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, not of others, only of Vishnu. People are imitating. There are so many imitations. That why Krishna's name. Let there be Kali's name be chanted. And there are so many rascals, they say that either you chant Kali's name or Krishna's name, it is all the same. The Shastra does not say. Shastra says, Harin Navanu Kirtan. Here is also Siddhaswami quotes from Shastra. Harin Nama. ननुष हरे अद्भुत कर्म श्रवणम कीर्तनम ध्यानम हरे अद्भुत कर्म अद्भुत क्रिस्टल्स एक्टिविटीज आर ऑल वंडरफुल अद्भुत नो ह्यूमन बीइंग कैन डू लाइक दैट हरे अद्भुत कर्मणम कर्मणः जन्म कर्म गुणा तदर्थे अखिल से स्थित एट द सेम टाइम तदर्थे फॉर हिम फॉर हिज सेल्फ अखिल से स्थित एनी एंडेवर फॉर पुशिंग ऑन कृष्णास ग्लोरीज दैट इज ऑल्सो एज गुड एज चैंटिंग द होली नेम व्हेन यू गो आउट फॉर कैनवासिंग for pushing on this movement, people may not see that you are not chanting at that. Suppose you are canvassing for a life member. That topic is also as good as chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Because Akhila Chashtita, one's life must be dedicated simply for Krishna's service. So any way you do it, it is all the same. एब्सोल्यूट तदर्थे अखिल चेष्टितम् इत्यादि अस्मिन्नेव पुराणे तत्र तत्र पठ्यते सीधा स्वामी सेज इन दिस पुराण महापुराण श्रीमद् भागवतम दीज थिंग्स आर एक्सप्लेन एवरीवेयर एज वेल एज दीज थिंग्स आर एक्सप्लेन इन ऑल अदर वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर्स पुराणांतरे च पापक्षयश्च भवति स्मरतां तम अहर निशमिति दीज आर द ऑथोरिटेटिव स्टेटमेंट देयरफॉर यू हैव टू फॉलो द आचार्य दे पिक अप नाइस ऑथराइज्ड वर्सेस फ्रॉम वेरियस वेदिक लिटरेचर एंड प्रेजेंट पीपल श्रीधर स्वामी सेज पुराण आंसर In other Puranas also, it is stated, Pāpakhayascha bhavati smaratāna tam aharnisam. Anyone who is always absorbed in your thought, no material scene can affect him, cannot touch Pāpakṣam. And if he has any sinful activities in his past life, that also becomes nullified. Pāpakṣayam bhavati smaratāna tam aharnisam. Anyone who is always, that Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, that yoginām api sarvesām madgata antarātmām. One who is always thinking of me within himself, he is first class yogi. Yoginam api sarvesa. There is no need of speculating. Simply, this easy process, thinking of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesa. All big yogis there may be. But a person who is always absorbed in thought of Krishna within himself, he is greater than all such big yogis, greater than the greatest yogis. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antarātma. Madgata means whose life is so molded that he cannot stay without thinking of Krishna. Madgata. He has become absorbed. That is samadhi. Madgata antarātmā siddhyābhāt, not for artificial make so, but siddhyābhāt, with faith and love. Siddhyābhāt, bhajati jūmā samīyajuktatamu. But how this stage can be attained? This stage can be attained only by persons who have developed pure love of God. Just like it is very easy to understand. if you love somebody, always you will think of it. In this material world also, the so-called love, if a boy loves some girl or a girl loves some boy, naturally he thinks always of him. So, to think of Krishna always means you must develop your love that is there within yourself, everyone. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha. It is eternally truth, eternally fact that you have got your love for Krishna within yourself. Simply you have to revive. That process is easy, very easy. The chant. Chetadatpanamajam. Glittering thing, Krishna, or the Krishna light. Krishna light is within everyone. Nitya Siddha, eternally truth. But it is covered by material contamination. And by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, these nasty, dirty things will be clean. Chetadatmana marjanam. This is polishing. Just like mirror, you polish, you can see very nicely the reflection of your nice face. Similarly, if you polish your heart by chanting Chetadarpanamarjanam, then immediately you develop your dormant love of Krishna. And as soon as the dormant love of Krishna is awakened, immediately you are liberated. Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam. Liberation means to get out of the blazing fire of this material existence. That is liberation. It is simply change of consciousness. That I am thinking in so many ways, my consciousness is polluted in so many ways, but when you think that you are eternal servant of Krishna, that is your real constitutional position, then that very understanding makes you liberate immediately.
Papakshaya bhavati smaratam tamahan tatrivacha tasmat sankirtanam vishnu javanamangalam javanamangalam anghata.
Siddharth Swami gives his comment, tasmat, therefore,
Sankirtanam Vishnu
Jagannamangalam Anghasa. The world full of sinful reactions. If the Sankirtan movement is pushed off, there will be peace, there will be auspicity all over the world. It is not that we have introduced a new thing. It is sanctioned by the sastras and accepted by the authorities. Tasmat, he said, tasmat sankirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu, not any other, not for the of the demigods. Vishnu, sankirtanam Vishnu, jagat mangalam, anghasam, mahatamati kaurabha, Vidhi Oikantika Niskitam Ittadi. It is not only good for the sinful person. Those who are exalted Mahatmas, they should not think. They cannot think if they are actually Mahatma. They cannot think like that. But there are so-called Mahatmas, they think that they are very much exalted. They do not require this Sankirtan. Siddharth Swami says that this Sankirtan movement is not only for the persons who are sinful, but Mahatamapi. Mahatamapi, Sarvesham. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone. Akama, Sarvakama, Moksha Kama Udarati. tibrena bhakti yogena jajita param purusha. So Siddhartha Swami also said, mahatava pi kaurabha vidhi vaikanthika niskitam ityadina. Mahatam, Siddhartha Swami said, those who are thinking that I am liberated, I am very exalted, that imagination is also not perfect. Unless one takes to this process of loving, platform, there is no possibility of being liberated. When Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan. Jnanavan, those who are speculating on knowledge, they are called jnanavan, jnani. But that jnan, that speculative knowledge is not sufficient to give you liberation unless he takes to devotional service. They may think that they have elevated themselves very high by speculating process, but unless they take to this surrendering process to Krishna, Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan mahaṁ prabodhyate, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma. This is the verdict of all Vedic scriptures. Mahatam api kaurabha sammak saṅkirtanadeva mucchati. Sammak saṅkirtanat eva mucchati. Simply imagining that I have become liberated, that will not help. Maya is so strong that simply your concoction that I have become liberated will not do. It is not fanciful imagination. One has to take actual process for becoming liberated. That is done. Here Siddhartha Swami says, sammak kirtanadeva mucchati. Simply by perfection of sankirtan, one can become liberated, not otherwise. Kincha tathasati kimati mannadaya dadasa dadasa dini smareyu. Now, argument may be forwarded that if this simple process, simply by chanting the holy name, one becomes liberated, then why there are so many shastras, mannadini? Mano is supposed to be the leader of giving all shastras. There are 20 kinds of shastras, dharma shastras, vinshati dharma shastras. So what is the necessity of these dharma shastra? Actually, there is no need of dharma shastra. Krishna also says the same thing. Sarva dharmān purtej. There are 20 kinds of dharma shastra, religious principles in the Vedic literature, beginning from Manu, Parashara and other great sages. So here Siddhartha Swami is also putting forward the argument that if simply by chanting the holy name of God, one becomes liberated. Even the Mahatmas also, they have to take to this process. Then why, what is the necessity of so many 20 kinds of dharma shastra? So, from the conclusion of various Vedic literature, there is no need of studying even the dharma shastra. Otherwise, why Krishna says that sarva dharmān purtaj? Sarva dharmān means dharma shastra. Simply said. But people are so rigid and so, I would say, doggish, that they do not like to surrender to Krishna. For them only, so many different ways of convincing. Otherwise, the whole purpose is to induce him to surrender to Krishna. Veda is the sarvai ahameva veda, Krishna says. All these Vedic literature, they are meant for bending the stubborn atheist to come to this point. Therefore, there are so many ways of. Otherwise, the ultimate goal is to surrender to Krishna and chant his holy name. Thank you very much.